All right, great looking day out there. Lots of sunshine. It'll be a little cooler these next few days. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. She has been the president and chief executive officer of McLaren Port Huron for the last 5 years. And we learned this week that Jennifer Montgomery is leaving that position to take a similar job at a hospital in Ohio. And she's on the line with us right now. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're sorry to see you go. What went into your decision-making here?
So St. Luke's, which is just outside of the Toledo proper area, is McLaren Healthcare Corporation's newest acquisition. And so as they get ready to join our family here, it was really an opportunity for me to go down there and help them join.
It has been a busy 5 years for you here in Port Huron. I mean, busy more than 5 years because your time here has been a lot longer than that. But as the president and CEO of McLaren Port Huron, what are some of the things that you point to as accomplishments over that time?
Well, clearly the building project, you know, the fact that we've been able to add the Carmanis Cancer Center here, an entire new patient tower, and we currently are finishing up the last of the renovations on the older part of the building, and I think the community is going to love it as they start to get into the new areas, especially the James C. Acheson Heart and Vascular Institute. It is beautiful.
Yeah, it's been a huge undertaking, this major expansion, and much needed here too, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, getting to all private rooms really is a must in healthcare today. It helps with throughput and healing and really keeping our patients safe while they're here and allowing families to interact with them while they're here.
What have these last 3 months been like for you as the president and CEO of McLaren Port Huron during this coronavirus pandemic?
You know, watching the staff and the physicians and the community come together around this pandemic has just been amazing. The nursing staff here and all of the support staff really have just dug in to do what's right for this community. Physicians came to the table and helped us design our safety measures. I am so incredibly humbled by the care and the concern I saw.
You've had a long career here in Port Huron, Jen. You started in the nursing program there at McLaren Port Huron. Talk a little bit about your career and the time that you've spent at that hospital.
It just has been one of those storybook fairy tales. I started here as a brand new nurse out of nursing school and was able to grow as the hospital was growing and the opportunities afforded me were really just in line with what I was trying to do. I think the organization does a great job of looking internally and identifying those people who want to take the next step and then helping them get what they need to get to the next step. So this is a great organization for not only to receive care at, but to work at.
And you're going to take what you've learned here to Ohio, to St. Luke's Hospital in Maumee, and they're really going through, sounds like something similar to what Port Huron Hospital went through years ago when they joined the McLaren system.
Yes, they are looking at partnering with a larger organization to gain some, you know, efficiencies and to be able to do group purchasing. And then they'll also tap into what McLaren has put in place for quality. And McLaren really focuses a lot of their time and effort and resources on improving the quality and the patient experience. So I will take all that with me down to Maumee, Ohio, and we'll start to bring St. Luke's into the family.
If you were given an opportunity to talk to whoever takes your job here next, whoever the next president and CEO of McLaren Port Huron is, what advice would you give that person as they start their new job?
I would tell them just pick up the ball and run with it. The community support here is amazing. The staff and volunteers are really about growing our healthcare here and our presence here. So this will be a great job for the next person coming in.
Well, Jen, we appreciate all that you've done here in the community, all that you've done at McLaren Port here, and we wish you all the best in your next endeavor. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Have a great day.